The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. Lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" If you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, Jesus. The Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today we're going to talk about why most prayers are futile and unanswered. Overview of the broadcast. We examine the reasons most people's prayers are not answered. It is stated that if there is no relationship with Father Yah, the prayer is futile. It is recommended that people should pray directional prayers in Father's will. Praying for things which have no authority is for which you have no authority is futile. Prayers for and by unbelievers are futile. Many prayers are pointless. Prayers while you have unrepented sin are of limited effect. Prayers that exceed your authority are futile. It is advised that one should not pray prayers that dictate to Father Yah. Rote repetition without engagement is futile. Some remaining notes from the previous broadcasts on Christianity are covered. It is noted that true belief recognizes the points covered in those broadcasts and worships only the Creator. It is stressed that the fundamental reason we exist is to become friends of the Creator. And it is noted that misplaced compassion for humanity can get you into deep trouble. Finally, we examine some questions relating to your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have 27 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty, following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March 1993, when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that He was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator. It forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email, articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's endtimeissueministries.org for more information. See particularly the top line of the menu for a video about relationship and an article on the miracle of the death of Yeshua. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, the show and podcasts for previous broadcasts. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Questions from last week's program. Do you have to watch behind you to make sure no one tried to end you by speaking these truths? Regret, I don't really understand the question. If you are ministering effectively, it's desirable to have somebody covering your back. So if you are in a covenant relationship with another human being, married in other words, it's good for your spouse to pray for you and to watch your back. Or if you're in general ministry, to have a partner in the ministry who covers your back and you cover their backs. Have you never walked the tracks of a train to see the rail spikes? I think the point I made is that I haven't seen the spikes that were nailed into Yeshua's hands and feet. I don't think they were as big as rail spikes, but they were substantial in size and they were quite rough. So they could look a bit like rail spikes from what I understand. Question number three, you're saying the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are not one and the same. Correct. The Father and the set-apart Spirit, the Holy Ghost, are the same. The set-apart Spirit is the portion of Father's Spirit that He reserves to put into believers. But it's all part of Father. The Son is a human being, 100% human being, not the Father in the flesh. The anointing of the Spirit of Yah, the Holy Spirit, on Yeshua is what enabled Him to perform miracles. Question number four, is sin only from the Ten Commandments? The fundamental sins that carry a death penalty relate to breaking one of the Ten Commandments. There are other sins that can get you into trouble. Question five, do we all have a doctrine? Doctrine simply means a teaching. So whatever you believe, whatever you tell people about the matters of the Almighty is your doctrine. So yes, at some level, we all have a doctrine. Six, what if the actions we put forth is the wrong actions to take? That's a learning process. We all make mistakes. If you don't go forward seeking to serve Father, you won't make any mistakes, but you won't grow. So it's also very difficult for Father to guide you if you're not moving. So as a general principle, if you think Father has indicated that you should go in a particular direction, set out tentatively in that direction, and it's much easier for Him to correct you if you're going in the wrong direction. So it is a learning process. It's all about building a relationship with Him. Seven, was He the only one that tall, or was everything in a larger scale? That refers to Noah, who I said was 18 feet tall or 6 meters. No, as far as I understand it, all human beings at that stage with that tool. As far as I understand it, Adam and Eve, Chava, and the people that came before Noah were all of that size. We've just shrunk because of the deterioration of human beings since then. Eight, if a common error, why has it not been corrected? As I've explained before, the forces of darkness don't want us to have truth. They lie to us. They deceive us. They're not going to correct us. You've got to decide you want truth and seek truth. And as I said before, I believe you can look at my website and you'll find a lot of truth there. So today's program, we're going to talk about why most prayers are futile and unanswered. Now that's I guess for most people, a challenging title, but after 27 and a half years of walking closely with Father, or trying to walk closely with Father, one of the things that I've noticed is the extent to which people pray prayers and nothing happens, and they keep praying prayers and nothing happens. And they never ask the question, why are my prayers not getting answered? So if you have that experience that you're praying prayers and they're not getting answered, today's broadcast is going to address that. The harsh reality is that the vast majority of prayers are futile and are never answered. This broadcast shares some thoughts on this topic with a view to helping you pray effectively. Having said that, on the main menu on the website is a page called Prayer, and under that are several child pages, including very important prayers and a couple of others. Those are prayers that I recommend. I will course correct on a couple of them in a few minutes. But basically, you need to pray for Father's will to be done in your life. You need to. The key piece, people, is if you want your prayers to be answered, you have to do some work and come into close relationship with Father. If you're not in relationship with Father, why should he answer your prayers? So the first point, no relationship, prayer is invalid and futile. If you have no relationship with Father Yah, the Creator, you have no right to pray to him, let alone ask him for anything. I see all sorts of statements by unbelievers that they're praying. Something happens, somebody's murdered, and the police department says their family is in our prayers. If those people who are praying don't have a relationship with Father, why should he answer their prayers? Think about it. If the people are unbelievers that are praying, their only relationship is with the satanic and demonic realm, who may answer their prayers in some way. Yah certainly will not. The same applies to nominal believers, those who at some level believed but have continued living as though Father Yah does not exist. Their prayers are also futile. Please try and understand this. Think about it. The Creator, Father Yah, the Almighty, Creator of the heavens and the earth, Creator of you and me, he created us to be his friends. And then people who can't be bothered to have even the most elementary relationship with him, ask him to do things for them. Think about it. It really doesn't make sense. What will work is if you pray directional prayers in Father's will. So, Father, I ask you to help me draw closer to you. I ask you to help me to know your will and to do it. I ask you to help me to hear your voice and be obedient. And then there are core fundamental prayers which are valid, like I thank you that your messengers encamp around me to protect me. Thank you that those who speak against me will be with unjustly speak against me will be refuted, etc. Father, I ask you to lead me in every second of every day, in every possible way, which is a prayer that I prayed until recently, is actually presumptuous and over the top. We're required to exercise our will and discretion so the prayer is answered, so that prayer is not answered. And if you assume that it is being answered, you can make major mistakes. I actually went down that road and discovered a month or two ago that I'd been assuming that because I was praying that, I was being led every second of every day, and the result was I've made some quite significant mistakes in my life over the last 27 years because of that. So there's a lesson for you there in that I claim to be close to Father, but I still make mistakes. So we all make mistakes. Father forgives us when we make mistakes. We have to ask the right questions to find out that we are asking, that we are making mistakes. But the important thing in this point here is to pray prayers which give Father the legal right to do things in your life. He cannot do anything in your life unless you give him the legal right to move in your life. He cannot answer a question. He cannot teach you anything unless you first ask him a question. So directional prayers are so, so important. And as I say, there's a whole section on prayer on the website, and I urge you to go and look at that. Next point, if you have no authority, prayer in situations where you have no authority, you do have authority for parents, children, grandchildren, spouse, siblings, and to a lesser extent, cousins. You also have authority if someone has explicitly asked you to pray for them, or if they are feeding you spiritually by, for example, providing you with teachings. At some level, you can pray for your country and your government, but there are limits on what will be effective. Praying prayers like, Father, I want you to save everybody on the planet. You don't have the authority to do that. I'm sorry to tell you that. Unless you are in deep, deep relationship with Father, and you've dealt with all your sin, and you hear him clearly, and he then tells you to pray something for the earth, you don't have the authority to do that. And you can pray that every day. You can pray day in and day out. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's only going to have effect if you are close to Father and you ask him what his will is for the earth, and you ask him what he wants you to pray. And then it's a simple matter. It's a quick 30-second prayer. Father, I ask you to do the following. So we've talked before about Noah, who brought on the flood. So imagine a situation where Noah is talking to Father, and he says, I'm grieved by the level of sin in the earth. Is there nothing that can be done? And Father says to him, Noah, well, if you ask me to, I can bring a flood and destroy all these people. And Noah says, yes, Father, let's do that. I ask you, please, to bring a flood and destroy these people. That's the job done. Father has authority now from a human being who's without sin and in right standing with the Almighty to go and bring the flood. That's all it took. Doesn't have to be dramatic, nagging prayer, but with no authority, no result. Let's talk a bit more about prayers for and by unbelievers. As a general principle, prayers for unbelievers are futile and frustrating to Father. Today, the world is full of evidence that Father exists, and with television and the internet, very few people can claim that they do not have evidence that Father exists. Father's frustrated with prayers for unbelievers. After all, they are all, by definition, servants of Satan, who are breaking the great commandment to love Yah, the eternally self-existing, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. Father has no interest in these people. If there's an unbeliever that you particularly care about, such as a sibling or child, then you do something about it. It's not Father's problem. If you're an unbeliever, then you have no legal right to pray, and everything you pray is futile. So if you're a believing unbeliever, in other words, someone who believes the Bible at some level and worships Jesus, but has no material relationship with the Almighty Creator, your prayers are just hot air and will not be accepted, let alone acted on, except possibly by the satanic and demonic realm. Folks, this is so important. If you want your prayers to be answered, number one, get into right relationship with Father. Number two, pray appropriately. Then pointless prayers. Prayers like somebody who has a regular job that is paying for food purchased from a supermarket with a portion of their salary and thanking Father are pointless and frustrating to him. Yah did not provide the food, you did. You worked for it. In contrast, if you are living in straitened circumstances, battling to survive without food, and Yah miraculously provides, then you have a basis to pray and give thanks. Praying for the unbelievers who provided the food in the supermarket is also futile. For many years, ever since I came back to serving Father, in fact, even at school, we used to pray this thing they call grace. Thank you for the food, bless the people who provided it, etc. And about 5 years ago, Father said to me, it's not necessary for you to do that. It's a complete waste of breath. You are working, you have a job, you're bringing in money, you're buying the food, you're preparing the food. Father has nothing to do with it. If, on the other hand, I met a woman many years ago who had gone through a period where she was absolutely desperate, destitute, battling to pay the rent, battling to buy food, nothing to serve her children, and she and her children prayed, and she said, let's be specific, and one child prayed this and another child prayed that, and half an hour later there was a knock on the door and there was somebody at the door with exactly the meals that they'd asked for. Now that is a miracle, and that is something to give thanks for. Another example, praying for an election outcome where there are others praying for the opposite outcome is pointless. So you pray for political party one while others are praying for political party too. It's totally futile. Unless you personally are in right standing, free of sin, and in close relationship with Father, in which case if you pray his will in the situation, he will listen to you. There are virtually no people in that position. So it's pretty pointless praying for political outcomes or anything comparable to that. Then prayers while you have unrepented sin. If you have unrepented sin in your life, then you're a servant of Satan at some level. And Father is under no obligation to accept your prayers. Clean up your life, and then he will have some reason to listen to you. Folks, so what I just said to you is that just about nobody on earth gets their prayers answered on a consistent basis. Because just about everybody on earth has unrepented sin in their lives. And if we narrow that down to believers, just about every believer has unrepented sin in their lives. If you want your prayers to be answered, get your life right, deal with your sin, get free of sin, get into relationship with Father so you know his will, and then pray for his will in your life. In prayers that exceed your authority, this is an extension of a previous point. Unless you're in close relationship with the Almighty, You do not have authority to pray for major outcomes. And we've just talked about this, the outcome of a political election. Even then, recognize that in most cases, Father has to work through human beings. So unless Father has specifically communicated his will to you and instructed you what to pray, your prayers are likely to be futile. I've had a couple of experiences in the last few years where elections, referendums, etc., were taking place. And a day or two before the event, and being free of sin and being in close relationship with Father, I've got on my knees and said to Father, what is the outcome that you would like of this election? And on the two occasions that I've said that, and he gave me the outcome, and I prayed and said, Father, please will you allow this outcome to happen? Things happened. In the one case, the weather forecast for a particular area of the country in question, where there was a strong presence of people for the one political side, as the people were leaving, the weather forecast was bright and sunny, and then suddenly from nowhere a series of thunderstorms broke out. There were delays on the trains, and it was wet and pouring, and a whole lot of people who would otherwise have voted against the outcome that Father wanted didn't go and vote. And it was that small a majority that the election was won on. In another situation, a whole lot of people who were not expected to vote pitched up and voted at the last minute. And again, it was a marginal win. Undoubtedly, in both those cases, there were a huge number of people, believers and unbelievers, praying for their preferred outcome. Then dictating to Father, telling Father what to do, as in, Father, I ask you to speak to so-and-so because what they're doing is not right, is outside your authority. Although under certain circumstances where you are in covenant and have some level of relationship, he may reluctantly grant your prayer. Avoid giving Father this instruction. What he said to me many years ago is, James, I am not a performing seal. And what he means by that is that it is not for us to say, Father, please do that, and Father, please do this, and Father, please bless this one, and Father, please do that. Folks, it's not on. Don't tell Father what to do. Don't get on your knees at night, or not on your knees, just praying as you walk or whatever, and give Father a shopping list of instructions as to what you want him to do in your life. It's just not on. They are futile words. They are idle words. And you might just find that you get to heaven if you get to heaven, if you're a believer. And Father's going to say to you, you know all those prayers that you prayed? They were idle words. You're guilty of speaking idle words. Don't do it, folks. Really, don't do it. Then rote repetition with no engagement. By engagement, I mean that you deeply are connected with what you're praying and you really want the outcome that you're asking for. If you pray the same prayer day in and day out with no engagement and by rote, then after a while, Father will ignore you. So praying, Our Father which art in heaven, etc., when it has no meaning to you, and you're just parroting it because you learned it at school, that's also futile. It must mean something to you, and you must desire that outcome. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Does that mean something to you? When you pray it, do you really want his kingdom to come? If not, don't pray it. I learned that prayer in primary school. I don't know how young I was when I learned it. And I can still recite it pretty accurately, as you've just seen. But it needs to mean something to you. Otherwise, why are you praying it? You're just bombarding Father with instructions and requests and what have you, just because somebody said that you should do it. And all the time, the forces of darkness are laughing at you because you are just inconveniencing Father and barraging him with requests that mean nothing. It's so sad. Say again, seek a deep personal relationship with him and pray his will. So in conclusion, these are the major categories of prayer are presumptuous and unlikely to be answered. As a general rule, you're better not to pray at all than to pray foolishly and presumptuously. Note also that where a person is in sin and serving Satan, the demonic and satanic realm have authority to answer the prayer as they see fit. So there's a huge number of unbelievers and nominal believers out there who are praying prayers out loud so that the demonic and satanic realm can hear them. And the satanic and demonic realm are answering them or counterfeiting the answers. I hope I've really challenged you today to think about your prayer life. I hope that it helps your prayer life. Say again, there are recommended prayers on the prayer pages on the website. I spoke at length on this program about 18 months ago about prayer. There are at least two or three broadcasts about prayer. If you go to the relationshipwithcreatorradio.com podcast pages, you'll find them there. If you go to the website on the radio pages, you'll find them there. I want to just loop back. There were a couple of points in my last four messages on the essence of my message to Christians where I ran out of space and time in the broadcast. So I just want to bring those in just to close off this broadcast. So I want to stress that true belief recognizes all the things that I taught about over the previous 4 weeks about my message to Christians, and they only worship the Creator. True belief recognizes all of the points that I've taught about in the four previous lessons and worships Yah alone, not Yeshua, incorrectly called Jesus, and not the Bible, which is not the Word of God. In fact, a person who truly accepts all above is not a Christian. They are a servant of Yah, period. This is vital to understand. Christianity has been corrupt from within a short time after Yeshua, incorrectly called Jesus, died, and has become more corrupt over time. There was a limited recovery following on from Martin Luther, and there has been some further limited recovery since then. However, the worship of Jesus and also worship of Yeshua and the worship of the Bible have made Christianity beyond the pale, so to speak. And if you are truly seeking a relationship with Father Yah, the Almighty Creator, the day will come when he will tell you to come out of her, in other words, the Church of Christ, which as an institution is beyond redemption. Father took me out of the church in 2000. Before that, I'd been kicked out of a number of churches for trying to restore lost truths. The church is not a nice place to be when you are truly seeking to serve Father, because at the end of the day, the church is rife with error, and error comes from Satan. Another point from that broadcast, and I made this point several times tonight, the fundamental reason we exist is to become friends of the Creator. Fundamentally, nothing else matters. If you do that, you will qualify for a high throne in heaven for eternity. If you do not get it all right, you will still qualify for a proportionate reward. Look on the website in the main menu at the top, video, Why Seek Relationship Most Important. If you worship Jesus, or even if you worship Yahshua, and therefore do not have a relationship with Yah, the Almighty Creator, you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Please listen to that video on YouTube or read the article. This is so important, folks. Because of the confusion about the words that I spoke about 4 weeks ago, people think that Jesus is God. Or Yeshua is Yah. It is not true. It is highly offensive to Father to believe that. It's highly hurtful to Father to believe that. And the worst thing about it is that it keeps you from relationship with Father. And in the extreme case, there are a huge number of Christians who worship Jesus who have zero relationship with the Creator, and they will not go to heaven. Folks, it's that serious. So accordingly, if you're a Christian, be it nominal or deeply committed, I ask you to turn from your error and turn to the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, and repent of worshipping Jesus or worshipping Yeshua, and pray the following prayer or something like it, just as necessary. Father Yah, I come to you in the name of I confess that I have worshipped Jesus, worshipped Yeshua. I recognize this as sin, and I repent, and I ask you to forgive me and help me to start on a new path serving you alone. I confess that I've worshipped the Bible. I now recognize this as sin, and I repent, and I ask you to forgive me and help me to start on a new path serving you alone. I confess that I've used wrong names for you, Yeshua, and others. I now recognize this as sin, and I repent and ask you to forgive me and help me to start on a new path using the correct names and words. I choose to forsake the pagan religion of Christianity and turn to worshipping and serving Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing alone. I thank you for what I've learned through Christianity that has brought me this far and brought my relationship with you this far. But I now choose to serve you only. Please help me to do this in whatever way possible. Help me to pray appropriately and to act appropriately. Thank you for forgiving me and setting me free. Amen. Then take the bread and wine of the covenant, which you may know as communion, and claim forgiveness. See the web page, Critical Actions on First Belief, and also the articles on the web page, video, Why Seek Relationship Most Important, particularly the article on 7 Components of Drawing Close to the Almighty Creator. I hope that this has helped you, and that you will now turn to serving the Almighty Creator, Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing alone. So if we talk about the bread and wine for a moment, just ordinary red wine or red grape juice and a piece of, generally I prefer unleavened bread, Jewish matzos, or a wheat biscuit. And if you can't get any of that, just an ordinary slice of ordinary bread. You take the bread and you say, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I remember that on the night that he was betrayed, Yeshua took the bread and broke it and gave it to those who followed him and said, take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in as oft as ye shall eat it in remembrance of me. Father, I ask you that as I partake of this bread, I may partake of all that it represents to you, that I may walk in the fullness of the covenant. Then take the grape juice or the wine and say, Father, I recall that on the night he was betrayed, Yeshua took the cup and gave it to those who followed him and said, drink ye all of this. This is my blood of the new covenant, shed for you and for many for forgiveness of sin. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me. Father, I thank you for the cup. I thank you for Yeshua's sacrifice. And I ask you now in the name of Yeshua to forgive me all of my sins. And preferably list all your sins in the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close. There's a whole section on doing an audit of your life. List those sins. This is something that you need to do repeatedly, progressively. That article talks of drawing up a schedule with a page for every year of your life and going through your life repeatedly and thinking of things you need to repent of, people you need to forgive, people, sins that you committed, etc., etc., etc. It takes some years to totally clean up your life, but it's worth it. The reward is huge. Now, I just want to, as a closing note, misplaced compassion for humanity can get you into deep trouble. A lot of people are caught up with compassion for humanity. I've just had a discussion with a man about another man who's fallen away and been rejected by Yah. My friend did not want to believe that his friend could have been rejected. And in the process of questioning me, he came close to suggesting that the Almighty might have been unjust in rejecting this individual. This points to a huge problem. People do things, ask for things, pray for things out of compassion for other human beings with no consideration for what Yah feels about the situation. Humans are very insensitive towards Father in this context, even believers who are relatively close to him. Father, folks, it's just so important. Don't get stuck on the people. So much of what has gone wrong in the last 6,000 years has been about people worrying about people instead of worrying about Yah. Noah begged Yah to let Japheth, the idol worshipper, and Ham, the ancestor worshipper, come in the ship. Father consented and deeply regrets it. There have been many, 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 many other instances where human beings, out of compassion for other human beings, have badgered Father into doing things that have come around and bitten him badly. He's now got to a point where he's intolerant of these things, and you do yourself no service by that. If you want to go out and save unbelievers, go out and save unbelievers, but do a good job of it and bring them up to a full standard of right standing. Don't just bring them across the line and then leave them to be in the outer darkness. So it applies to unbelievers and praying for their salvation. On the face of it, that seems the right thing to do, but in fact, they have the world around them to show them that there has to have been a creative agency and therefore a creator. It's really not that difficult today. We're surrounded by evidence and programs on TV about nature, while virtually all delivered by unbelievers for unbelievers and spouting unbelief. They do, in fact, prove evidence of the creator, and I've spoken about this on several occasions. We also have widespread internet access, so there's plenty of opportunity for people to seek the truth for themselves. There's plenty of websites proving that the creator exists. In previous generations, this was not the case, and Father extended grace, but that grace has now been withdrawn. So if you're concerned about your unbelieving relative, you do something about it. Yah is really not that interested. He has to deal with over 7 billion people who do not believe he exists. Why should he have compassion on them? Folks, put yourself in his position. Here he's gone to a huge amount of trouble to create all this, and virtually all of them don't believe he exists, so despite the fact that the planet and the fact that they're breathing evidences that he exists. It's so insulting to him. It's so grievous to him And he's had to deal with this now for 6,000 years, and he's had enough. He's tired of it. So stop nagging him to save all the people on the planet. It's just not going to happen. And you're going to get to the end of your life, and if you're a believer, you're going to get to heaven, and you're going to find that it was all a lot of hot air. So I want to close by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator today? Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose, and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, I can't stress this enough. The only reason you are here is to have a deep personal relationship with Father. When he created all of this, the universe, the solar system, planet Earth, the plants, the animals, mankind, he did it all slowly and progressively in an evolutionary progressive way. For one reason only, to have people he could talk to, share with, do things with, enjoy his creation with. And he's lost just about all of that. Will you help him to recover that? Will you seek to become his friend? He really wants you to, you know. So in closing, some key documents and a video on the main menu web pages. There's a video at the top of the menu, Why Seek Relationship, Most Important. It's the most important message I've ever created. Please go and watch it on YouTube. It's an article, The Miracle of Yeshua's Death, also extremely important. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. 7 components in drawing close to the Creator. Recommended worship. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. And recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page. And they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and then the podcasts on the drop-down. Books constituting a compilation of most writings are published since 1998 to 2019, about May, are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page and are physically available. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, as I said a few minutes ago, Father wants to have a deep relationship with you, with you. Doesn't matter how old or young you are. Doesn't matter your gender. Doesn't matter your level of education, whether you have no education or advanced education. Doesn't matter your financial position, whether you have no money or lots of money, whether you're living in poverty, whether you're living in luxury. Doesn't matter your race. Doesn't matter the color of your skin, the color of your hair, the color of your eyes. None of that matters. He wants a deep personal relationship with you. Not the person to your left or right or behind you or in front of you, you. I want to help you to do that. You've got my website to refer to. It's over 1,000 pages there. Huge amount of information. The books are on the website. You can download the PDFs, refer to those. There's so much information to help you. Thank you so much. Good night.